But at this moment, most of our water comes from the rocks underlying Florida, groundwater. This image shows how the aquifer is recharged with rainwater falling on higher ground. The water flows vertically through sinkholes or permeable rock and enters the aquifer covered by a confining layer commonly called an aquiclude, a non-permeable layer of sediments or rock preventing water in the aquifer from moving upwards. The water continues to flow down to a base level. The elevation difference between the recharge area and base level is called the head, and the larger the head, the greater the discharge of fresh water when it reaches a spring near sea level or a man-made well that taps into the aquifer. Water will flow upwards in such wells because of the head difference. These are called artesian wells. Finally, this diagram illustrates the hydrologic cycle, one of the most important of all Earth's natural systems. Water is evaporated from the global ocean, carried to land in the form of water vapor, released as rain or snow, and returns to the ocean via overland flow as rivers or via subterranean flow as groundwater. It can be temporarily stored on land in the form of lakes or replenished aquifers. But over geologic timescales, the hydrologic cycle balances out with equal inputs and outputs.